This is the spoiler-filled review of 50 Shades of Black, starring my boy Marlon Wayans and Kali Hark, and a few other folks in there as well. So if you haven't watched this movie, then you should definitely pause this, save for later, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. Alright, the synopsis is as follows. An inexperienced student meets a wealthy businessman whose sexual practices put a strain on their relationship. So if you watched 50 Shades of Grey, then you've basically watched this movie itself. It's exact a carbon copy of it. Well, not really a carbon copy, but it copies quite a bit of this movie to where if you watched 50 Shades of Grey, then you definitely watched this twice, basically. Only thing that's left is this, you add in the Wayans into it, and that's basically it. Best synopsis and review ever. But no, seriously, when you watch this movie, there's a lot of things that worked well for the Wayans and this timeout for their spoof. But being a person that, I love the Wayans a lot, and I just recently watched over Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking a juice in the hood. So that one was an awesome spoof. It played well to every single movie it copied. And I think the reason why this one didn't do so well is because it took a crappy movie and decided to spoof on that crappy movie. So when you have spoof on top of crap, then you just have a semi-funny, crappy movie. So unfortunately, it didn't help much. If they decided to do a Twilight slash 50 Shades of Grey, then it probably would have worked out better for them that they bring in some vampire jokes of sorts. That would have helped out a lot. But this one, it felt like they copied exactly what it was and just put a couple of jokes here and there. And some of them hit well. Some jokes hit well, while others didn't really do it for me quite as much. This is one of the points where you laugh, but then there's another joke that hit, and it's like, oh, yeah, that wasn't as funny as it should have been. And I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to keep those jokes going through the whole movie, but at certain parts, you're like, yep, I'm kind of bored, and I kind of wish this movie would stop. So it's unfortunate. They should probably wait till like the second movie came out, and possibly put them both together and try to spoof that. But even so, it's a franchise where spoofing it will make no sense because it's not a great movie. Like, you spoof great movies, you don't spoof horrible movies, because then you try to make it funnier. But at the same time, when you remember that movie and you spoof exactly the same thing, plot point for plot point, then automatically like, oh, this, it makes it look bad. So now you think about 50 Shades of Grey and 50 Shades of Black, and it's like, yeah, if I gave 50 Shades of Grey a score, it'll be 35%. And then I get this movie, 50 Shades of Black, I probably give it a 40%. It's like, slight step up, but at the same time, it's like, not really good, because the movie that they're trying to spoof is not that good, unfortunately. So it's just one of those things where it's unfortunate. My boy Marlon Wayans did as best as he could. And again, some of the jokes landed, some of them jokes didn't. So for me, would I tell you to spend money to watch this movie? I won't, to be honest. Yep. I'll say wait till it comes on TV. And even if so, maybe even Netflix, if you have time. If you didn't have time, then I'll say, yeah, you might want to just watch on YouTube. Hopefully, just watch the certain funny parts on YouTube. Like I say, the trailer itself, it gave some of the funny parts, at least half the funny parts does in the movie. So it's unfortunate, you know, it's just one of those things. But, you know, if you make a spoof off a crappy movie, you can't expect too much besides crap. So, you know, hopefully they go back to the spoofing good movies, you know, or movies that didn't suck as much as 50 Shades of Grey for me. Then they'll be comedy gold. But until then, it's just spoofing crap to get crap. And it's just, you're a step up slightly, but still yet, the bar is so low for 50 Shades of Grey. It's like, yeah, you're really not making too much of a mark on it, unfortunately. But hey, you could believe something else different from me. If you do, then put it down in the comment section below. I'd love to hear from you guys. You can follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram and on Twitter. Dwight Antsy. You can normally hear me on the podcast that happens on Saturday as well. And I'll be doing more audio reviews just like this, so you can hear my voice and my opinion on it. And if you like it, awesome. Well, that's it. I'm out.